Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 16th of May 2011. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So the Sony PlayStation Network is back up online. It started with various states in the US and slowly crept its way across from east to west. And then eventually, on Sunday, United Kingdom and Ireland came back online. Most of Europe's now up as well. And Australia, New Zealand and South Korea should be up by the time I've recorded this. So there we go. PlayStation Network's been down since the 20th of April. And that's nearly a month. That's got to have hit their business. And according to retailers, yes it is. Apparently, trade-ins for PS3 games and PS3 consoles have been at a record high. First week, they didn't see much change at all, according to major retailers, and then on the second week, people started flooding in. They've got rid of their consoles, and they've got rid of their games, and they've taken Xbox 360 instead. There's a huge surge. At the moment, you can't get a copy of Call of Duty Black Ops or FIFA 11 on Xbox 360 for love nor money, and the shelves are absolutely heaving with the PS3 versions. Samsung has launched its 3D video on demand service. Yes, it's here in the UK and it's yours to go play with. You've got to go through the Samsung Smart Hub with the Explore 3D app. Initially, you're going to get 20 different types of programming, including music videos, children's stuff, documentaries, trailers, movies, that kind of thing. But the movies are only going to be fairly limited because you've got to get DreamWorks. There's no other partner been announced as yet, but it's going to grow. Andy Griffiths, the Vice President of Consumer Electronics here in the UK, said, "We believe that in the near future, every viewer will have access to 3D content in the comfort of their own living room through a smart TV. We therefore continue to develop our smart TV offering in order to provide customers with the very best possible viewing experience." Well done, Andy, huzzah. Samsung has also managed to ship out an AMOLED screen that folds. Now, we showed you the folding laptop the other day and they said the real issue was going to be the screen around it. Apparently, Samsung have cracked it. They managed to get a screen which folds without leaving a crease, and also they've done 100,000 repetitions of it and they still haven't cracked it. All they've got to do now is shove it in a proper device and they're away. Magellan has released 5 new GPS devices to the UK as well as. If you fancy handheld or if you fancy in-car, there's tons to choose from. A 3-inch touchscreen is a feature of most of them, but also 3.2-megapixel cameras with autofocus are in the handheld units. They also do geotagging too, and there's an electronic compass, so it looks very, very good. LimeWire will not have to pay $75 trillion to the RIAA, and that's good news. The bad news is they've still got to pay $105 million. That's got to be better by a long way. However, as far as I understand it, LimeWire have no money at all, so the RIAA is probably going to have nothing more than an enormous legal bill that no one can pay. Now, do you remember Yikebike? That's the one that you sit on, the handlebars protrude out from under your butt. Well, it's not bad, apart from the price tag, $3,795, and so far only Jackie Chan's bought one. But it would seem that they want the lower-end market sales. They've ditched the carbon fibre frame and gone with an aluminium and composite body, which does add to the weight. It's up £6, but it will now give you nearly $2,000 back in your pocket, so that's got to be a good thing, no? If you fancied watching Google's I.O. conference, every single keynote is now available on YouTube. All you've got to do is go to YouTube and then look for I/O 2011, and you'll be able to see absolutely everything from every session that they ran. Huzzah! Apple is offering free repairs to everyone in Japan. Isn't that good of them? If you've got anything wrong with your Apple device caused by the tsunami, then take it in and Apple will repair it or replace it free of charge. So this is a good time if you dropped your phone down the toilet to take it in and get it repaired. Don't know what that is in Japanese though. And finally, the iPad 2 is highly unpopular. Not as a tablet and fun movie making and watching device, but it seems to be unpopular as a camera. If you've been tracking the statistics of Flickr, then you would know that the top upload camera is an Apple iPhone 4, then the Apple iPhone 3G, the 3GS is less popular, and then finally the Apple iPod Touch is at the bottom of the pile. But very, very bottom of all, and most unpopular by some distance, is the Apple iPad 2. It's not a camera, it's a Skype machine, and nothing more. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again on Wednesday with Bagel Tech News, as we promised last week, and then again on Friday. So don't forget to join us. And Mr. Anatko is joining us on Friday for the Bagel Tech Mac Show, so it should be a fun time. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.